Now, I'm going to talk a little briefly on meditation for a moment. We have all kinds of ideas about what meditation is. But basically, we have to come back and reduce it down to the common denominator. And the common denominator of it is the outside world. What you're trying to do is keep it outside when you're in meditation. That's the true time that you're really tuning in to as much of you as you possibly can. That's not connected with distractions, that's not connected with radios and, you know, someone else talking to us with phones. Anything that puts you into the outer situation is putting you away. So from the inner stillness. So you establish that inner stillness. Of course, once you establish that inner stillness, then you come into just letting go. Then that has to be the second part, that you're just letting go of everything. You're letting go of any problem that's been probing on you. You're letting go of any disturbance, any anxiety that might be there, any sadness. You just, okay, you're parking it. It's almost like I'll park it into this box and throw it in the deep blue sea for a little while. It has no part of me at this point. In meditation, you want to, as much as possible, say, detach any of that. Then, that gives you an opportunity to come up into the highest part of your vibration that you can at that moment in time. It's going to vary in different moments in time, which is correct, because as you grow, what? Your vibration is exhilarating, you're getting more and more power and so forth. For each, it has to be on their own rhythm. For each, it has to be on their own point of thought. And so, you know, we continue to fill those little We continue to fill. Glad you can make it, sure. Well, get yourself settled there. The thing is that what most people do not realize, or if they do realize, they do not realize it to the extent that is necessary. And that is, we have so many frequencies of energies and so many variations in that energy. So there is a lot of motion going on in us, around us, about us, everywhere. And it's almost like the raging seas, you know. And getting the entirety is what you need to do in this case to come into that true stillness in order to get into a meditative state. Then you see, you make communion with that God within you and the God of all, and can what? Can make perfect contact, and that's what you're striving for. The other thing is, you can't be hard on yourself if you're not making that perfect contact each and every time. I don't know anyone that's that super, super duper human that they can hit the target every time. However, no effort is lost. You're going to be receiving whether you recognize it or not at that point in time, but it will come through. And as you become patient with yourself. Now, I want to bring in this word patient along with the word concentration. And you'll all laugh at this, because years ago, Michi may remember this story or not, I don't recall. I have told it to several people, I think. I was working on getting the perfect synchronization between meditation, contemplation, and concentration. And I wasn't having that much difficulty with meditation, nor was I having that much difficulty with contemplation. But with concentration, and I mean going into it in the nth degree, I was having some problems. And I thought, oh God, I don't know if I'll ever master this power of concentration to the place where I needed to master it. So I thought, I'm probably going to have to think of another way of working with this, or just give it up. And I would even go into very strong places of silence, without going into that whole history, to make sure that there was absolutely not even one tick of anything outer, you know, to throw off those powers of concentration. And worked at it, and so forth. And I got, of course, from my higher intuition, you're working too hard on concentration. You're trying so hard to concentrate that you're losing you're losing your, you know. So that was good that I got that strong. And then I started to loosen up and say, okay, right, I've made it all possible to be able to set in and get into a place of concentration. Now all I have to do is relax and let it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, it took 9 months of constant work, 9 months on constant work for me to actually reach that place where I felt then, yes, I had reached that place of powers of concentration. And in my case, I needed it a lot more, you know, than the average person, because I do make contact with, you know, some of the other energies. So at any rate, you don't want to give up on concentration, is what I'm trying to tell you, because it is wonderful once you master that. But you must begin with the meditation part, and each person should do this on their own rhythm and in their own pace, without any outside interference. With meditation, this is extremely important when you're trying to make that higher contact. It is also a very good idea to establish a place where you are more or less working on that meditation, so you're not spreading yourself all over the place. Because let us say you are establishing more and more power. Say you are meditating in that corner of the room, and you're establishing that power. It's only you that is going back into that power, and so you've got that power of those atoms. As we know, we leave all of our atoms there. So if you're working on a higher frequency, as you would be, you're coming back, you have an added plus, because you're coming in. For instance, if I sit there and continually for 3 days bring down the love ray, how do you think you're going to feel when you walk into that corner? Going to really be. So it's the same principle. When you're working that way, you're coming back to those beautiful energies, and you can really come right in and keep building. And many times when that outside world is jarring us from A, B, C, D, and E, and all over the place, what? We've got a sanctuary to go to that can pull us up and out. So you can see how invaluable that is. Now, there are some people that believe in meditation robes, they believe in all sorts of things when it comes to meditation. That isn't entirely necessary. However, there is one advantage to that, and that is, again, the atoms are in the particular robe. If you want to wear a robe, or it doesn't have to be a robe, it can be a certain piece of clothing that you're comfortable in. So you are coming back into wearing that, and from that standpoint it works. But I can tell you, when you reach beyond a certain state, it's not, you know, a must thing. That's the least of your problems. I was thinking in terms of if someone has any development of meditation, that works for them. You know, it's not the clothing that's going to work, it's what? Your contact and communing with your inner that works the most. The other thing about, I'm not making this a meditation lecture, I'm just giving you little keys here that you can use, you can utilize. But the other thing about meditation is that moment and that time that you have for yourself is so valuable as far as releasing sometimes confusion that we're in, that we have no idea we're in, because we're so in. You know, it's always when something is familiar to you, you're comfortable and you've gotten familiar in that comfortableness, you've really let yourself get really engrossed, where you don't know that you're in a confusion of any kind. There's no guideline, there's no yardstick there. So when you go into meditation, it's very interesting, because actually we know, we get to that point of how loud we think. We really realize how loud we think when we try to slow down the thinking, don't we? And there isn't going to be any time where you're going to be able to what? Shut off your thinking. That doesn't happen. But what is going to happen is that you're going to get it into a still enough place so that your energies of the higher can be working with you, and you can be receiving the inspiration, you can be receiving the ideas, or you can be receiving whatever you need to receive while you're in meditation. So that's the whole, let's say, pulse beat of it, is to try and get yourself still enough so that you are making contact, and secondly, to what? Build your energies, build your power. And through meditation, that's what you do. Now, I am not in favor of lengthy meditations, because what happens is, again, you move into too much of an unbalance. It's true when you're working on, like we are, with powers and specific things, it's going to take some time to do that. That's not what I'm talking about. What I am talking about is just when you're making contact with the higher and you want these beautiful wisdom to come in, these, you know, intelligence, these things that you want to come in. That's what is important, is that you do not spend a long period of time, because what will happen is that you're on that high gear energy, and all of that has to what? Assimilate in the rest of your energy, because our physical energy and emotional are, let's say, solid self, which really is slowed down energy, but it's far more heavier in its vibration, in its vibratory frequency. And the other part is far more refined and more purified, and there's a whole different aspect to it. So it has to neutralize and reach a cohesion and reach a connection. And so you cannot have that higher, finer, and that grosser vibratory, because then it becomes lopsided. And the idea is that it has to become incorporated into your system into such a degree that it's working for you while you're in this physical body. That's what you're learning in my classes, to be right now evolving. You're not going to wait till you throw off your physical body and say, okay, now God, I'm ready to evolve. And that's what, you know, a lot of people have in their heads. We're here to do it now, especially those that are awakened to do it. Those that are not awakened, yes, they have, they're on borrowed time. They have time because they have no concept of it. But once you have reached that inner knowing, and once you have made that decision, and you're then, that means you're on a spiritual path, whether you recognize that part or not, you're really on it right at that point. So now you can really make strides and really move and go forward. And that's the whole idea.